Hi. It's Ken Morgan here with this week's classic movie presentation from South Plainfield Library. With Election Day coming up soon, we have a politically themed movie for you today. It's the drama The Last Hurrah. Based on the novel by Edwin O'Connor, it's about Frank Skeffington, played by Spencer Tracy. Skeffington is the mayor of an unnamed New England city, and he's about to embark on an old-fashioned barn burner of a re-election campaign. But he soon faces a lot of trouble, both from his old political enemies and the changing nature of politics. Skeffington was reportedly based on real-life Boston Mayor James Curley, and Curley didn't like the idea of a movie version of the story. Accounts vary as to whether it was too close to his actual persona, or if it would undercut a possible film version of his own autobiography. In any case, the matter was settled out of court. The movie reunited Tracy with director John Ford, and the cast includes several actors who had worked with Ford over the years, including Jeffrey Hunter, Donald Crisp, John Carradine, Pat O'Brien, and James Gleason. Along with them is Basil Rathbone in his post-Sherlock Holmes movie days. Before this film, Tracy had worked on the film version of The Old Man and the Sea, which had been a strenuous shoot, and he hoped that this one would be easier. By accounts, it was. It was a smooth production, filled with old pros. Upon release, the movie didn't do well at the box office, but received some good reviews, especially for Tracy as the tough yet sentimental Skeffington. Tracy thought this was one of his better performances, and some believed he should get an Oscar nomination for Best Actor that year. Well, he did, but not for The Last Hurrah. Rather, he was nominated for the aforementioned The Old Man and the Sea. He lost that year to David Niven for Separate Tables. Life seemed to imitate art when Tracy was quoted as saying this would be his last movie, his own last hurrah. Well, it wasn't. He appeared in 6 more films before his actual swan song in Guess Who's Coming to Dinner in 1967. Those of you who prefer more recent movies could come out to our in-house DVD screenings each week. They're on Monday and Wednesday afternoons, and you must pre-register due to a limited space. They're presented free of charge, and refreshments will be offered. You can check the schedule by going to our website at www.southplainfield.lib.nj.us or asking at the reference desk. And we're still interested in your comments and suggestions. You can call them in at 908-754-7885, email them to kmorgan@southplainfield.lib.nj.us, or post them on our Facebook page. Well, don't forget to vote next Tuesday, if you haven't voted already. Meanwhile, please enjoy today's movie. And now, from Columbia Pictures in 1958, here's The Last Hurrah!